All right, good people, what's going on? Once again, we are into another installment of your favorite podcast, Ball for Ball. The podcast where we take your favorite hip-hop song, your favorite hip-hop artist, your favorite verses, and break them down from the average listener standpoint. My name is Mikey McFly. We're going to be getting into something new today. I believe the song of today is going to be by a group that I consider one of the dopest groups ever to come out of the South, if not one of the dopest group ever. One of these rappers is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. You might not know who he is, and if you do, big shout, salute to you. But today's song is coming from the group North Carolina's own Little Brother. Little Brother is a group consisting of Fonte, rapper Big Pooh, and Ninth Wonder. Now, these guys met up at Central Carolina University over there in Durham, Rough Raleigh, Durham area, Bull City. They're coming up out of that area. Fonte is from Greensboro, North Carolina. Rapper Big Pooh is from the state of Virginia. And Ninth Wonder is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Like I said, these guys met up at Central back in 2000, right around that area. Reason why I'm doing this this group right now, doing this song. The song I'm going to be doing is a song called Slow It Down. It's off of the Little Brother's third album, The Minstrel Show. It came out, right around 2005, right around that time. The reason why I'm doing this song, because this is a song, now, this is definitely going to be a hard hitter, but this is a song definitely dealing with love. And it's coming from the perspective of men. So ladies, listen up. I might say some things you might not like, but this is definitely coming from the perspective that I viewed at the time when I was in college listening to this music. I could definitely relate to it. And it's something in this song that he's in this verse, rather. It's something in this verse that he says that I believe a lot of men can relate to. So I'm not going to just hold it up. I'm definitely going to get to it. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Little Brother, the song Slow It Down off of The Minstrel Show. This is Fonte's last verse on that song. So the next thing you'll be listening to will be that verse. Get at me, ball for ball. Sometimes I think I'm from another world when I'm trying to tell a woman just exactly where I stand at. I want a girl when I want a girl, but when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And that's some hard shit to explain to a woman that's in love with you. It's a pitiful thing. Until I had to figure that I ain't trying to play around, but I don't want to settle down. And that's a man's dilemma. Because every man remembers how his daddy and his uncles did it. Because more than likely, that's the way they're going to do it. I know it sounds fucked up and most won't admit it, but yo, I got to face it because I'm the one living through it. So when the party stops and niggas get old, and the cars and the houses and the chains get sold, and that other side of the bed gets cold, we ain't trying to be alone. So girl, I'm trying to hold you. That was the last verse of Slow It Down by Little Brother Fonte. Bar for bar, let's go. Okay, let's get into the breakdown of this verse. Let me take you back to 2006, North Carolina A&T State University. We call ourselves the Fab Five. Me and my boys, we're traveling, we're young, we're inexperienced in college. We're just that age, that era of time and the young men, when we're trying to figure out who we are as men, and we're trying to develop and we're growing as men. So 2006, Greensboro, North Carolina, at this song, this group, Little Brother, they were new to my ears. They were new to my ears, let alone the rest of my friends' ears. So I was more so the one out of the group that was very, very, very musically inclined. It was me and another, my friend TJ. Me and him were both very musically inclined. And my focus is on hip-hop. My focus has always been on hip-hop since I've been a kid. Hip-hop was my joint. But this group right here, Little Brother, this song, I guess it's off of The Minstrel Show. I believe that is their second official album. The Minstrel Show, this album deals with a lot. I mean, just the fact that the album is called The Minstrel Show was very, very special to me, because I personally, during this time, I guess maybe a year or so recently in that time, I had just finished watching the movie Bamboozle. And if you all have not seen that movie, please, I advise you to please go check that out. Bamboozle is a Spike Lee joint, came out in 2000. It's starring Damon Wayans, Jada Pinkett Smith, Mos Def, Michael Rapaport, Paul Mooney. All these stars are in this movie, and it's basically about black exploitation. Now, this song on this album is dealing with the relationship status, or just the conflict when it comes to a relationship, I guess when it comes to commitment. What Fonte is breaking down in this song, in this last verse, what he's saying right here is what a lot of men feel when they're talking to their significant other, when they're talking to their female, when the woman, rightfully so, is asking for commitment. And the jewel that Fonte drops is this: I want a girl when I want a girl, but when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And to men, that's very self-explanatory. It's very self-explanatory, but I understand. Now, that can be confusing, but that sums up a whole lot in very little. I always say it's one of the reasons why I love hip-hop so much. When you're able to break down something very large and fit it into something very small, that, my friend, is an art. He says, I want a girl when I want a girl, but when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And basically what that means is men do not want to be lonely. We just want to be left by ourselves. That's a little piece I got from a man, Patrice O'Neill, God bless the dead, but it makes so much sense. We don't want to be lonely, but sometimes men need to be left alone. We love you, but it's so much stress that we have, that the pressure is on our mind, because we have to, men like myself, we take the pressure on focusing on our family, making sure our family is okay, making sure everyone around us is okay. So with that focus and with that pressure, we don't want to be alone. We just need sometimes to be by ourselves. And what he's saying is, he don't want a girl that's going to be, I guess, smothering. And he doesn't want a girl that feels that she doesn't need him. And that's kind of a contradiction. What he wants is a female that understands what he's going through, that can help him grow, but not be there on his neck at all times. Now, like I said, females, I might say some things you all might not like, but this is to my understanding, and this is how I came up with it in my head, and how I felt that this man was talking about. He said, it's hard to explain to somebody that's in love with you. It's pitiful. Because he's saying what he's feeling is not right. He knows this. He knows this is not a correct feeling. This is not the proper way to convey his love to his woman. But he said he had to figure that he don't want to play around, but he's not trying to settle down. And that's a man's dilemma. That right there. We know we can't keep playing in these streets forever. But we also know there's other fish in the sea. So we don't know what to do. At this age, we don't know what to do. He said, but I had to figure that I don't want to play around. I don't want to settle down. That's a man's dilemma. Because every man remembers how his daddy and his uncles did it. Because more than likely, that's the way they're going to do it. What I'm saying is, bad behavior begets bad behavior. If this is all you know, if this is all you've seen in your lifetime, is all that you can relate to as a child, as a young man, if you know, if you didn't have a father around, if you saw different men coming in and out of the house, if you saw how your uncles treated other women and how they dealt with their relationships to one that does not have the proper guidance, this is going to be the blueprint of how you treat your relationships. And this by no means to Fonte and to myself is acceptable. It is for a while when you're young because you don't know any better. But as we age, as we get older, we start to realize that this is not what we want. Every man remembers how his daddy and his uncles did it. It's more than likely that's the way they're going to do it. I know it sounds fucked up and most won't admit it, but yo, I gotta face it because I know I'm living through it. The last part is when the party stops and niggas get old, and the cars and the houses and the chains get sold, and that other side of the bed gets cold. We ain't trying to be alone, so girl, I'm trying to hold you. That's what it all comes down to, the realization that we can't do this forever. This is not going to last forever. We can't keep playing these games forever. So when you find your queen, hold your queen, love your queen, respect, honor, and cherish your queen. Because I tell my friends all the time, people I run into, females that are going through relationship problems, what is the greatest asset God gave to man? Answer to that question is woman. The greatest asset God gave to us was woman. You all, women rule the world. For the fact that we're the ones, men are the ones that fight the battles. We go through the hardships of the everyday world. We depend on women for nurturance, if that's a word, excuse me. We depend on women to nurture us. We need nurture. We need to be nurtured. We men are hard-headed. We fly off the handle sometimes. Everybody does. I'm just talking about in generalizations of men and women. We fly off the handle. But we need that safe haven in our woman to confide in. Now, when we reach that realization, oftentimes that realization is too late. That realization happens when we lost our queen. That cannot happen. But this verse right here by Fonte, this last verse, it broke down so many things to me. I still live by that quote. Once again, I'm going to say it again because it's that much important. If you all didn't understand, didn't get it. I want a girl when I want a girl. And when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. That right there is an art. Like I said, to say a whole lot and very little, that is an art form. That is a skill. And a salute. Hats off to my man Fonte, because he definitely dropped some jewels on this. Now, with that, that's going to conclude this edition of Bar for Bar, the Slow It Down by Little Brother, Fonte's last verse. Now, please be mindful that it's going to be a lot of Little Brother's verses on here. It's going to be a lot of your underground, I like to call it your real hip-hop. I'm sorry, I like to call it the straight, raw hip-hop. To me, has substance. If there's no substance in your music, I can't get with it. That's just me. I just can't get with it. I need to be fed an actual meal. I don't like fast food. Give me an actual meal. So like I said, this is going to conclude the latest episode of Bar for Bar, Fonte of Little Brother, Slow It Down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bar for Bar. I'll let you boy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.